That's Hank Williams III in the background there. He's the grandson of famous country star Hank Williams and the son of Hank Williams Jr. He's on the line. Hank Williams Jr., are you there?
Hank Williams III is.
Hank Williams III, thank you so much, man, for joining us here. Did you wake up or stay up for this? Where are you calling from?
I woke up for this, man.
This is amazing stuff. The lyrics right away. My drinking problem just left. That wins you the prize award of ever. That's the most amazing lyric ever. Is this a brand new song that just came out?
Yeah, it just came out on the CD, but it's a song that's been around for a while. And
when does your CD come out, Hank?
It came out on February 28th, and we leave Saturday night to start touring for the rest of the year.
How many years have you been touring for?
I've been doing it about 12 years.
And is it
as far as in a bus, you know, I was in a van for a good four before that.
And now you got yourself a disco submarine, I call it. Is it a big bus? You got the regular tour bus with the TV sets and everything?
Oh, yeah, man. Good old tour bus and the trailer.
And how long does a road tour last for something like this, Hank?
We try to do 180 dates a year, you know, around in there.
That's a serious commitment. How many shows a week do you average? Four shows a week, something like that?
5 to 6, usually.
Wow. You know,
a day off is and that's doing a 2.5-hour show. We do an hour 15 of country, and then we do our hillbilly sound, and our metal hardcore punk rock band finishes off the night with Ass Jack.
It sounds like a serious full service menu. What instrument are you the very best on, Hank?
It's hard to say. I was a drummer at first, and I still play drums in side projects to this day, but I'm a good rhythm guitar player. I can fake some Gary King leads here and there, but
it says here you also perform death metal, and what's the name of it? Ass Jack? Is there any country influence on Ass Jack, or is that particular to its own genre there?
It's its own thing, but it kind of flows the way the whole night works. It's like we make sure our country fans are happy, and then the kids in black stick around and check out the rest of the show. But I mean, it flows pretty good. Back in the day, we used to get roughed up for playing the harder stuff and the boot scooting roadhouse clubs in Texas.
Well, you broke the mold a little bit, just like we did here on the radio, and you're always going to take a beating for that. Here, tell me what Hellbilly is.
Hellbilly is more of a you still got the stand-up bass, you got the fiddle and steel guitar. It's screaming, but there's a few more melodies involved in it, and the acoustic instruments are pushing the sound with a more raw, a little rawer distortion on it.
Do you do the lyrics yourself there?
Yeah. I mean, I have a more intimidator kind of front man that comes out for the Hellbilly and Ass Jack part of the show, but I write all my music and have a good group of guys out there helping me fulfill my vision.
So your vision also includes a whole lot of real modern subjects. It's not just pickups and where's my dog here. You got guns, gays, drugs. Do you expect a lot of controversy? It's going to be a good thing if you get it. Do you expect it? Have you received it?
Oh, man. I mean, it's always out there, and people always know that I'm not the Bible Belt country singing kid from Tennessee. I'm the black sheep that's a little weird and enjoys all kinds of styles and has been fighting to do what we do. You know, I'm the son of two legends to a point, and this one's just into a bunch of different stuff, man.
What's the big inspiration coming from your granddaddy and your dad there? Is it what did you learn from them that you're using in your career now? What kind of influence they have on you?
As far as Hank Williams, I'd say is, you know, how important lyrics are, and being good to your fans, man. And as far as Bo Thief, it's a lot of the attitude, do it your way, make yourself happy, and some of that rebel kind of outlaw stuff.
Some of that rebel outlaw stuff is what we love, and that's probably what landed you a parental advisor warning label, and I think you're the first major country act to ever receive one of those. Is that true?
It's pretty close. You know, besides David Allan Coe and his Triple X record back in the 70s, man, I had to fight pretty hard to get that. And, it, you know, it is good that the label finally gave us some respect after a long, hard battle.
Welcome to the future, man. If the melodies and everything stack up, this could be a very groundbreaking issue for beyond just your career here. Let me ask you a question. This is going to sound really stupid, but a lot of the audience here loves country but isn't really country western fans. Is there actually a country western song about a dog that you love?
Oh, yeah, to a point.
Can you name me a song, a country western song about a dog? Because most people can't. I can. Can you?
Well, I had a dog named Delia, and Johnny Cash sings a song named called Delia's Gone. So I always relate to that. But
I love that. What about a song about a pickup truck? These are standard country cliches, but there are songs about pickup trucks. I can name you my favorite. Do you have one?
There's one called That Old Truck Can't Pass Up the Honky Tonk.
I told you. Did I tell you he would be a great guest? Did I not tell you this is history here? My favorite is Clint Black. One more payment and it's mine.
There you go, man.
This is amazing stuff. When you write a song, how long does it take you, Hank?
Yeah, boy, it depends. I mean, sometimes on the acoustic, if I'm doing a country song, I just pick up and hit record because the pen gets in the way. And sometimes it'll just flow within 5 minutes. On the rock song, since I'm coming up with the guitar riff and then doing the screaming and drums, it can take, you know, anywhere from a day to a week.
Where do you do most of your recording? What city?
In the basement of my house.
Where's your house?
In East Nashville.
Ah.
On that last record we just released, we recorded it on a $500 machine and did it all ourselves and got it to the masses, which is another huge step on a major label. Not many, you know, people are able to pull that off. We are showing, hey man, you don't have to be in debt to your label forever to get some good sounds. You can do it yourself.
It sounds like you're about to make a real transition. You're about to do the world famous crossover. That's what everybody looks for. You know, we see it coming from rock and roll into country. Bon Jovi is number 7 on the country music channel in the videos there. Kid Rock advertises his new album more on the country channel than you see on MTV. And it sounds like you're gearing up to lead the invasion from the other side coming back. Is that true?
Oh, definitely. We've been out there fighting the fight for a long time and getting ready to do it all over again.
Hank, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay, that's supposedly close to our target demographic, a 33-year-old white guy. Tell us three things that you're listening to currently. What's in your CD player as we speak?
Jimmy Martin, High on Fire, and this band called Arson Anthem.
You sound like you have a lot of rage. Don't ever lose that.
Oh, I won't, man. I feel like I've been 17 for life.
You know what? But you've got a voice that speaks with soul. Just hearing your voice, I don't really know what you look like, but just hearing your voice, there's more than just one person in there. There's more than just one life experience in there. Do you feel that?
Oh yeah. I mean, that goes back to the Jekyll and Hyde show and all the things that we do and being involved in so many different projects and bands.
How old were you when you wrote your first song?
Well, when I officially wrote my first song, I was probably like 16.
And what was the title? What was the title?
And that was one called Crutch and one called Cop Car.
These are not country titles. You really have a rock and roll spirit running through you, don't you?
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, I had my drum set and my first, you know, set of Kiss and Black Sabbath and Ted Nugent and ZZ Top and all the rock greats, you know, by the time I was 11 years old, man.
Super stuff.
Yeah.
Talking to Hank Williams III, he's about to head out on tour for his brand new album. Here he got any parting messages. What can you tell the young people of the world, Hank? Exactly.
Keep on doing what you do. You know, don't let everything get you down because there's always a better way out.
No, that's a good message for me today. Thank you so much. And this is coming from Out of the Bar here, Cut 2. This is Hank Williams III. Thanks for calling, Hank.
All right.
I've been beat up, I've been kicked around, I've been thrown out of every damn bar in this old town.
The Barstool Show.
I'm not a fat guy, but I can relate to somebody who, you know, binge.